Waking up Singapore. Gotta get up. The Big Show on Kiss 92. Gotta get up.
Good morning, Singapore. Good day.
Are you still there?
Still yes. There.
Still
there.
In you. Shake it off.
Yeah, hey, last week, the week has passed by
so quickly. Yeah, I know.
Last Thursday, we were
still here.
O'Reilly's.
Oh, I see. Right.
We were
O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat,
yeah.
Weren't we?
That's right. Yeah. And we were gonna check out and then go to
Dream World,
Surfers Paradise.
Oh, Surfers Paradise. Yes,
check
that's
into
what I wanted to say.
The hotel at Surfers Paradise.
We did so many things, I forgot.
It's crazy. Yeah, I'm putting it all into my vlog, and still I've got like 20 minutes, and I don't know how to cut it down because so much happened.
Yeah,
so much happened over the 8 days.
It's easily one of the, from watching it from here, it's one of the most comprehensive introductions to an area
to
that
Queensland,
I've
yes.
ever seen.
You know what you should do? You should go to Queensland with Michelle and go to the places we went.
What I want to do is actually follow your route.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
Because it was a nice route
it
that
was,
you did.
Yeah.
Easy route.
A little bit of everything as well. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
really nice.
Nice
route.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to be putting a YouTube video up. You can follow that, or I'm sure we can find other ways. Just go back and watch all our videos and then like map it down,
map
and then
down,
you can
yeah.
do the same.
Yeah.
G'day! Did I say that already?
Yeah, you did.
You already did.
Good morning.
This is the second time. All right. If we had a dollar. Okay, so coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV, we have Adrian Chu, whom we haven't seen in a while. He's going to be talking about FWA, Flexi Work Arrangements.
It's all in the news.
And it's all in the, it's flying around everywhere.
Yeah.
4 day work weeks.
Why
will
4 days?
We do it?
When we can have 3 days.
Oh, I think 4 days.
But I think
is
they're doing
start.
4 days because everywhere they've tested it in Europe.
But you must ask for 3 days. You ask for 3 days, then you'll get 4 days. See?
Oh, I see. You shoot for the moon, at least you get the stars, right?
Yes. We are Singapore, not America.
Okay.
In Asia, that's how we roll.
All right.
Okay. All righty. Also, just around the corner, a couple of things you may want to do that are happening in Singapore. Some quite nostalgic.
All right, here's Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault, on Kiss 92.
A lot of people complain, oh, you know, it's the weekend, there's nothing to do in Singapore. And
who
I've always
ever
said,
says that?
A lot of people have always said, open your eyes and there's a hell of a lot to do. Couple of things to look out for. Aurora Borealis.
Wait, hold on.
Northern
Isn't
Lights.
That the Northern? Oh.
Northern Lights. They're happening at Gardens by the Bay.
The actual Northern Lights?
No,
or, okay.
They've set up a simulation.
Right.
This has been done by a Swiss-based artist using smoke machines and lights.
Yeah. Mm.
And you will be able to experience Aurora Borealis at the giant trees.
Okay,
ooh,
that's nice. It's like a light show.
It's like a light show,
okay.
But you're going to get that whole Borealis
nice.
Feel.
Okay.
So it's going to be a hell of a photo opportunity.
And most people have not seen the real Northern Lights,
exactly.
So they won't know the difference.
It's true.
They'll go there, so nice.
It runs every Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 9:30. And on Mondays from 8 to 8:30.
That's a cool introduction.
Is admission free?
It's admission free.
Okay.
Oh.
It's admission free.
Okay, nice.
The other thing that's interesting, and you may remember this happening at the Plaza Singapura car park, Roller Mania.
At the Plaza Singapura car park?
Years ago they had Roller Mania.
Oh, I see, before,
I don't
right.
Remember
okay.
this.
No,
this is roller skating.
Okay.
So CQ at Clark Quay is bringing back Roller Mania. It's Roller Mania 4.0.
Okay.
So they've got this massive area where you can rent roller skates.
Oh,
indoors
nice.
Or
indoors and go roller skating.
Indoors, okay.
Plus,
I'm a champion roller skater, you know?
You don't look like you balance
exactly.
very well.
Plus,
really
there
it's
are.
It's roller skates.
You still need to balance.
You still need
really
to balance.
I'm a champion roller
okay,
skater.
All right.
I jump over drains. Or
social media, you're hearing this,
years
right?
Ago. Yes, let's go.
I used to love roller skating, and then when I tried rollerblading, I couldn't get the hang of it. But I
like
the four wheels. Yeah, I like the four wheels.
And roller skating, it's so easy to break.
It's just, so easy to break.
Yeah, because
break
it's just the stopper.
Oh, I see.
The stopper is in front, right? So you just.
I
kinda
thought
like
you meant B-R-E-A-K. I was like,
no.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
Over and above roller skating, there are all kinds of game machines and a White Rabbit pop-up cafe.
I still can't get over the name that they've named it.
Roller Mania
4.0.
No, CQ at Clark Quay.
Clark Quay.
Unless
I'm telling
it means
you, CQ does not stand for Clark Quay.
I can't, right?
Else.
I don't know.
What could it stand? What could the Q stand for?
I have no idea. But it is all running, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, those are two things that you may want to check out.
Please.
A Belgian man was acquitted of drunk driving because he suffers from Otto Brewery syndrome. Have you heard of that? ABS?
Yes, I heard about this, which is
a rare condition whereby the body produces alcohol
without actually drinking.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can get picked up for alcohol in your system, but it's created by your system and you don't have any of the visual effects of being drunk.
Wow, so it's just in your blood.
It's in your blood.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Okay, Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne The Rock Johnson pledged $10 million last year to help the folks in Maui after those horrific fires. In the end, the Entertainment Industry Foundation, a longtime nonprofit that helps celebrities administer charitable work and that managed the distribution of the funds, said it raised almost $60 million.
Oh, nice.
Wow. US dollars. How about that? And that would do it for Trending Quickies. It's a lovely Thursday morning. I don't know why I feel like this day is just going to be so beautiful.
Oh, good.
Maybe because it's closer to the weekend. Huh?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Or maybe because I'm playing golf this afternoon.
It could also be. I think there are a couple of factors.
Golf. I haven't played in a week.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
So punishing for him.
I know. Are you feeling okay?
No, actually.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I need to get it out of my system. You'll be better after today. I need
today.
To whack a few balls.
Okay.
And then I'm playing tomorrow, and then I'm playing the day after, and I'm playing the day after.
What?
Okay. Well, speaking of whacking, Changi Airport has been whacked off the top as the world's best airport. Now, we love airports. We hate airports. Some can be very intimidating because they're busy, they're messy, they're smelly, but some can be very luxurious, like our Changi Airport, and you want to get there earlier. Because there's so much to do and so much
to see. Actually, I feel Changi Airport is too big.
Okay.
All airports should be like the Brisbane Airport. The cafe is just next to the gate.
Well, it just goes to show that everyone wants to come here and contribute to our economy, which is a good thing.
True. Right.
Okay, so based on customer satisfaction surveys of 550 of the world's airports, the Skytrax World Airport Awards 2024 just released the list of top airports in the world. So after winning for 12 years, not in a row, for winning for 12 years, it's been knocked off. And this year's number one spot went to another airport who's winning for the third time. So let's go through the list. At number five, Tokyo Narita.
Okay.
At number four, Tokyo Haneda. At number three, Seoul Incheon. At number two, Changi Airport.
Oh.
And at number one, anyone want to give a guess?
Helsinki.
Nope. Doha Hamad International Airport.
Now, I've not been there.
It is operated by Qatar Airways, which is consistently also ranked one of the best international airlines, and is also the only airport designed specifically for the Airbus A380 plane. Now, the airport also clinched the titles of World's Best Airport Shopping and Best Airport in the Middle East. So what exactly sets it apart from, let's say, Changi Airport? It features The Orchard, a 6,000 square meter indoor tropical garden. We have that as well.
Yeah.
Copying us.
Wait, hold on. It's got 65 retail and dining venues, home to over 300 trees and 25,000 plants from sustainable forests around the world. It is one of the airport's many green initiatives that includes a waste management program that recycles tons of organic compost per year to be used as fertilizer. It's got an area called Souk Al Mata, which is a retail and dining experience that reimagines a traditional Qatari souk. Yep. There's an entire street called Viale del Lusso devoted to luxury shops like Dolce & Gabbana, Jimmy Choo, Valentino, Montblanc, Fendi, and Dior, which, by the way, also has a spa.
Okay, that's fine. The shopping, I'm sure,
we don't have a spa. We need a spa.
Yeah, I was recently.
But the trees and all the you know, that's a little bit of a problem.
You know, if you see the picture of that bit, it looks like the jewel.
Exactly,
it looks like Marina
because
Bay Sands.
These trees will fall on people because they over there, they specialize in sand, not.
I don't think they specialize in sand, but okay.
But I was recently at this airport, and the only thing I will say about this airport, it is an amazing...
You've been to this airport?
I've been to this airport.
He checked... You transited there.
I transited
going to
there.
Spain. It looks a lot like Marina Bay Sands.
Yes, it's huge. And they're building a new terminal there as well.
No, their choice of trees...
The thing to look out for there...
In Singapore, they say chapalang, means everything.
Yeah, the thing about the airport is, when you get there, is timing your trip to the gate.
Yeah, that's for any airport,
because
though.
It's massive.
Yeah.
We had a time to gate of 27 minutes. That's the length of the walk.
Yeah.
2027.
Singapore is going to be like that also.
It is also very similar. I mean, Dubai as well. These are all big airports.
Okay, I just saw the red card. Okay, we have to...
Well, the article is up on our Facebook page. You can have a read at the world's best airports on KISS 92 FM.
Wake up in the morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman.
That's us.
In the morning, feeling like it's 92's Big Show.
Yes, Singapore wakes up with us. And if you're waking up right now, stretch.
Look at these two.
But stretch properly, eh? You overstretch, you end up like FD.
True.
That's so mean.
And then you have to walk around with a cane. Although he's not walking around with a cane anymore.
Because it makes no difference anymore. I do use the cane if I'm doing a lot of walking.
Okay.
But otherwise, I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Your injury update.
I'm going to see a doctor today. Hopefully get an MRI done to see whether it is treatment or an operation.
So see? Is that serious, folks?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just hope it's treatment and we can solve it with a couple of...
It's not like he didn't want to go to Australia or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. He was dying to go.
That's right.
I think it probably will end up being treatment because the more I stretch, the less the intensity of the pain.
Okay, so you just need to do some physio.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to end up being.
It's going to be excruciating then.
Put him on one of those stretching machines. You know?
Yeah, traction machines.
Yeah. They do have them,
yeah,
okay.
They do. Yeah.
Okay.
And then your disc comes out again?
Well, let's hope
don't
not.
They like kind of...
They stretch you and stretch put you back.
So that you're...
So that everything lines up properly.
Will you get taller?
I wish, no.
Yeah, okay,
no,
all right.
Doesn't quite work that way.
Okay, well, coming up, we've got a BB and the B.O.B.
Yes, okay. B.O.B. meaning Battle of the Brands.
That's right.
Yes. And B.B. meaning Breakfast Bingo.
It's all about the bees today. A chance for you to win a Celestial Bird's Nest afternoon tea for two worth over $130, as well as a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields. And this week, it's all about chocolate.
Ooh,
and the theme
nice.
Continues.
Ooh,
very nice. Yeah,
well, I won't tell you what it is right now. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Breakfast Bingo
around the corner. Five clues, five words. You know you can do it, so get your phones ready.
Sunroof, right here on KISS 92, all the great songs in one place. I wonder whether people still have cars with sunroofs or not.
I think so. Yeah.
You still do.
No, the panoramic roofs, yes.
But they have the moon
sunroof
roof,
is actually
sunroof.
Very 80s, actually.
No, there are
the sunroof
still,
just opens up, money.
There are some where the panoramic actually opens
up. Yeah, opens and goes backwards.
So then, do you consider that a sunroof?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I think anything that has a panel above you, they call them moon roof, sunroof, panoramic. They just give it
a name. But back in the day, remember, it was just a sunroof. My Honda Prelude, my first car, had a sunroof.
You could stick your head out.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it manual?
Manual or automatic?
No, it was automatic.
Automatic,
right?
Yeah.
But of course, after a few years, it became manual. And
much
then
like
the rubber starts to kind of
disintegrate.
Yeah, right. And then water starts to seep in.
Yeah, it was a nice car, though.
Yeah. The Prelude, you know, I hear they are going to have a 2024 version of the Honda Prelude.
Oh,
they should bring it back.
Let's hope they don't screw it up, though. Let's hope they keep the lines similar to the one from the 90s.
The one I had looked like a bullet.
I have a lot of faith
in Honda's designs.
Yeah, actually, Honda, they're quite solid.
Honda's all right.
I know where this is going.
What?
Battle of the Brands next week. Honda versus Toyota.
Next week we should do cars. 100%.
Shall we?
We'll do cars, yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll do cars.
Now that
so
the
good.
Car expo is over. Just kidding. But really, I mean, it's quite flattering for us to say, you know, these two brands are the top, like Japanese brands.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
Honda versus Toyota.
And then we'll do German brands as well.
Right, we have to.
And then the Italian brands.
Then
Korean brands.
French brands.
And French brands, yeah.
All right. It's time to play Breakfast Bingo.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Want to do it? It's five clues to five words in 30 seconds, and you could walk away with a great prize.
Yep, we want to send you off to the Intercontinental Hotel for a Celestial Bird's Nest afternoon tea for two worth over $130. Now, we all know that Bird's Nest has all sorts of health benefits. Now, each savory and sweet delicacy during this high tea offers a luxurious indulgence while nurturing your well-being. Thank you so much to the Intercontinental Hotel for that prize.
There you go. So that's the prize. If you want to get your hands on it, 669-10-920.
Bingo, Bingo Bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
It's time to play Breakfast Bingo. Five clues that lead you to five words, and you've got 30 seconds to give them to me. We've got Eudora on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eudora.
Good morning. What a beautiful name, Eudora. E-U-D-O-R-A, Eudora. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Lovely,
well done,
lovely.
Nice.
What are you up to right at this moment, Eudora, besides speaking to us?
On the way to work.
Okay, all right.
Cool. So we're going to try and brighten up your morning. It is dead simple today. I'm sure you're going to get it in well enough time, okay?
Hopefully. Thank you.
Oh, don't be nervous. Take a deep breath.
I will make sure you win. I like you.
Remember, your first word starts with a B, next one with an I, then an N, a G, and an O. That spells bingo. You've got 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Not sharp, but...
hot, big.
Blunt.
Sharp.
to pay no attention... To pay no attention to something is too...
Inattentive.
Good enough, I'll take it.
Not attentive.
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, right. Not wide, but...
not wide.
Wide.
W-I-D-E.
Oh, wide, but narrow.
A unit of liquid measurement is a...
gram.
No.
Gallon.
Not inside, but...
outside.
Yes! Well done.
Thank you so much.
That's the best game we've had in weeks.
Since I said we're going to make you win, I couldn't take it back.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks. Another question, I don't mind.
Congratulations, Eudora and The Big Show. You've all won a Celestial Bird's Nest afternoon tea for two worth over $130 from the Intercontinental Hotel. We're coming with you, Eudora.
You know, everyone
Thank you so much.
All the KISS fans are giving Angel and FD and myself dirty looks right now. But well,
come and join.
Okay, have a nice day, and thank you so much for listening
nice
to KISS 32.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top 5.
Top 5 Facebook posts.
Oh, amazing. Yep. Again. Okay.
And we love it anyway.
So. You must have a lot of Facebook friends to have this every day.
So when you say that, it's like pressure. Oh, no sure, pressure.
Okay, let's begin at number 5.
At my age, rolling out of bed in the morning is the easy part. Getting up off the floor is an entirely different story.
You gotta put your feet down first.
Number 4.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but you're a great gardener. That plant should have really tried harder.
Oh.
At number 3.
Do regular dogs see police dogs and think, oh no, it's the cops?
I'll ask Tofu.
You should. At number 2.
A day without wine is like...
oh.
Just kidding, I have no idea.
That was Glenn's own Facebook post.
Correct.
Yes.
And the top Facebook post that Glenn has found.
I love jokes about eyes. The cornier, the better.
Oh.
It's time for the battle of the chocolate brands. We took a break yesterday because we had so many guests on the show.
Yep.
We didn't have time to do B.O.B. yesterday. But well, today, B.O.B. continues.
Okay.
The battle of the brands. Which are the two chocolate brands, Angel?
Today, the two chocolate brands are something that I think everyone grew up with. Mars.
Mm-hmm. The Mars bar.
And Snickers.
Oh, my God.
Also a chocolate bar.
This is a battle between my father and myself.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I mean, when he was alive. He loved Mars.
Me too.
He loved the Mars bar.
Me too.
Everything used to be Mars bar.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, Pa? Nope.
No?
I don't like Mars. I like Snickers.
You like Snickers. Okay.
Okay.
Well, in case you didn't know, they're both under the same company, Mars Incorporated. Snickers was founded 94 years ago, and Mars was founded 113 18 years ago in 1911.
But can I just say, I love the peanut Snickers bar. I don't like the almond and
Isn't that the original?
Peanut Snickers.
I mean, if I could choose anything, I wouldn't choose either. I would choose Violet Crumble. Do you remember that?
Oh, Violet Crumble. Oh my lord.
With the honeycomb in the middle.
Yeah. There's just something about it, right? It kind of like bites
sticks
the tongue.
Teeth,
it melts on your, your tongue.
Cheyenne agrees.
I've got to say, I buy Violet Crumble at least once a
month. Do they still have it?
They still have it.
And they're the same name?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's now it's just Crumble.
Okay, no longer Violet. What happened to her?
The Violet's real small.
And you don't need like really strong teeth to bite into the Violet Crumble.
No, you don't.
Either.
I like taking small bites so that you just have little nibbles.
And you hear that crunch, right?
Yeah, the honeycomb. Oh my gosh.
So good.
Okay, so which will it be for you, Mars or Snickers? There's a chance for you to win a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields for the best ribs in town. They've been serving up best American barbecue pork ribs since 2012. Find out more at morganfields.com.sg. Mars versus Snickers. Drop us a voice note, 8855-0920. Here's something to take with you through your day. We rise by lifting others. Choose kindness today and always. And remember, KISS loves you. XOXO.
It's time to do this.
Glenn's impossible question.
And Adrian Chu is in the house already, so can we switch his mic on as well? We can kind of do a mic test. And
amazing.
And Adrian can play. All right, Adrian, is your mic on?
My mic should be on.
Fantastic. Yes. All right, impossible question. Usually, no one wins except me.
Mm. Okay.
Yes, the dealer wins.
All right.
All right.
And I'm the dealer here. 90% of us have embarrassed ourselves when our stomach does what?
90%
of us embarrass ourselves when our stomach does what? Let's start off with... Wow. Shalini Susan, who's furthest away from the microphone.
When your stomach grumbles.
Which means rumbles.
Growls
or whatever. She's correct!
Everybody had that on their mind. Yeah.
But then you're wondering whether it's a trick.
No. It's like 90%.
90%.
Yeah, correct. 90%.
Well done.
Shalini's a winner.
Today I was in a giving mood.
The possible question.
Yes. Okay. Congratulations, Shalini. Coming up very soon, Adrian Chu from Korea Agility International. But stand by. Headline news and sports is next.
Waking up Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on KISS 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore. It's time for B.O.B. That's Battle of the Brands.
Bob. Can we call him Bob?
Bob.
Sure.
It's time for Bob.
For those of you who are going, no, it should be B.O.T.B. Go away. B.O.B. Battle of the Brands. Okay, Battle of the Brands.
That's not me, yeah? I didn't say anything.
Mars versus Snickers. Ooh. We've got a few text messages. Kush says, hi, my name is Kush. I'm 11 years old. Aww. I like Snickers more than Mars chocolate bars because of the crunchy peanut taste inside of the Snickers bar. It just makes it much better than Mars. I agree with you, Kush.
Okay.
Matthew says, and with Angel, Violet Crumble for the win. I don't like nuts.
So nothing to nothing. Okay.
But thanks for getting in touch with us, Matthew.
Yes.
Marianne says, just like Angel, I would also gear towards Violet Crumble than Mars or Snickers. To Angel, they now sell packs of Violet Crumble in bite-sized
pieces.
Yes, they do.
So you can easily pop it into your mouth.
Don't tell me that, Marianne.
However, back to the topic about Mars or Snickers, Snickers, but she spelled it as Snickers. Mars, if they are served as fried Mars bars, which you can find at some fish and chips shops down under. But if taken straight from the shelf, then the peanut Snickers.
So it's one to Snickers for there as well, right? Because she says peanut Snickers. So it's two to Snickers, zero to Mars for now.
Mm.
Okay.
We've got a voice some note voice right notes, now, two voice notes.
Hi, morning. Sharon here. It's definitely Snickers with peanuts in, but because I'm allergic to peanuts. Huh? So whenever I had a bite, right, I got to, you know, spit out the peanuts.
What?
Yeah. Definitely Snickers.
Are you really allergic to peanuts? I don't think so.
Anyone with a nut allergy, please don't try this at home because we wouldn't recommend
it. You'd be unconscious already.
I think it's a very mild reaction to peanuts that she has because you wouldn't be able to put it in your mouth
and spit
it out.
Don't tell anyone you have a peanut allergy because that's not really a peanut allergy that you have there if you can like spit the nuts out.
Yeah. Okay, keep those voice notes coming. And do we have more voice notes?
One more.
Hi there, good morning. I'd say the Snickers bar is better than the Mars bar. Because for something that's around the same price, you get a chocolate with nougat and nuts inside. So why not get more if you're paying around the same? Thank you.
Yeah, but they're completely different in taste, though.
Yeah, the flavoring.
No, but it's more satisfying. I feel
what, the
it's
Snickers?
More satisfying. Yeah,
no, I think it's individual. Preference.
It's individual.
I like sharing my Snickers bar anyway. It's because it's quite
It's quite large. Yeah.
Like half a Snickers bar for me would be just nice. Enough energy, you know.
It feels like it's good. Like, what I used to eat because I prefer Mars is when I needed the energy.
The energy.
This is a full burst of sugar. It's great after working out or pre-workout. You know, if you're hungry and you don't quite feel like eating something healthy.
But it's 100% candy bar. At
Yum.
Least with the Snickers, right? You've got the peanuts
protein
there.
Protein and
so,
there, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but who's thinking of health when they think of Mars or Snickers?
No one is thinking of health when you're talking about Mars or Snickers.
What's the score now, FD?
It is now 4-0.
Wow, 4 to Snickers, 0 to Mars. WhatsApp us 8855-0920.
All right, up next, Lato featuring Lucula. Oh, sorry, it's Lucala. Right here on KISS 92.
It's time for a little Bob that's Battle of the Brands. And we've got Mars versus Snickers today. And what is the score, FD?
Okay, right now we are sitting on 4 for Snickers and none for Mars.
No one's
doing the Mars thing.
There's no Mars love.
This is bad.
We want to give you a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields if you drop us a voice note at 8855-0920 on what your pick would be. And we've had a couple of people messaging in. Gerald says, Snickers for me. It's like eating crackers. You enjoy the moment of munching it. Mars is like chewing gum. No shock and tends to get stuck to the teeth.
Oh, but that's the whole idea.
I love Mars. Jonathan has shared a photograph of what's always in his glove compartment, and from what I can see, 2 Snickers in different flavors and 1 hazelnut creme happy bar, which kind of looks like a Kinder Bueno, but I don't think it is. Okay, lots of chocolate there. Selena says, so that's 2 for
that's
Snickers
two,
now.
Yeah.
Selena says, my vote is for Mars. It's my go-to perk-up candy bar. The caramel is tonic for me. Love. Thank you, Selena, for that love for Mars. We also have a few voice notes.
Good morning, Angel.
Good morning.
And a fine Dutchman. For me, it's definitely Snickers. Got my vote. It is Snickers for myself, my husband, my daughter, and my son.
Oh.
And I've actually packed the mini Snickers into their snack box, every day.
Wow.
Goodbye. Have a good day.
Lucky kids. Snickers
every day.
Wow. Okay, we have more voice notes.
It's Snickers. Snickers is crunchy.
Wow, Snickers, that's what, 8?
Yeah, that now brings it to 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah.
8, wow, 8-1. More voice notes?
Hi, good morning, team. Between Snickers and Mars, my choice definitely will be Snickers. Because I'm diabetic, so whenever I take the Snickers bars, it kind of makes me feel full and give me that sugar rush that I need so I don't feel faint. It gives me also a little bit full towards the whole day, so I don't munch on other things that much. But Mars, the bar, I don't know, I just don't like the taste. I don't know why. It's just very mushy when it goes in. So that's about it.
Mushy is all part of what Mars is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Nobody loves Mars. I'm so upset.
I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to go out and buy Mars off
of this. Oh, yeah, please. Never mind. They're by the same company, so they're not losing at all. Any more voice notes? Okay.
Hi, Big Show. Good morning.
Mars.
For me, definitely
Mars.
Snickers.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Men are from Mars and women are from Snickers. Bye.
Okay.
Men are from Mars and women are from Snickers. You know what that means? Men are all caramel and gooey and women are just nutty.
Yep. That's a great way of looking at it. Okay, we're going to go and huddle now and we're going to go and pick a winner. We'll announce the winner at the end of the show. So stick around. Thanks so much for taking part. The time right now is 9:17.
Now, before you listen to the snippet that even play, there's something you have to do.
Have to.
It's compulsory. It's absolute. It's right there. It's not like a TAFEP guideline, no?
No. It's not a maybe. You have to.
And it's so that you can win more.
Yes, mm-hmm. True. You need to go to kiss92.sg. That's our website. Click on the Guess the Song banner. Then register on the I Can Fly with Propnex website. You must do that. Because on top of the $300 we want to give away and guess the song, we've got some flight tickets to Paris to give away as
and
well.
And that's worth $3,000.
$3,000.
You increase your chances. And if you share with your friends as well.
Even more.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi
ce soir?
Okay, so you are going to try and recognize a snippet of a song. It's a 1 second snippet. Here it is.
Everybody knows what it is.
I think I just gave that clue, right?
Yes. Everyone knows. Oh, do we even play
a
song?
No, we don't play a song. Yeah, sorry. No. We don't
remember that the song is a song played on Kiss 92. That is very important. If you know it, give us a buzz. 669-10-920. Kiss 92, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Guess the Song. Who's this?
Sean here.
Sean. Okay, Sean, we've got $300 sponsored by Propnex. Very quick question. You have been to kiss92.sg and registered already?
Nope.
Is that no or yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Very good. Okay, so here's what it is, Sean. I'm going to play that snippet for you in a minute. We've also got our boss, Stephen Chu. He's the only person who knows the answer to the song, to the question, guess the song. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Sean. Listen to the snippet. Here we go. Now tell me the name of that song.
Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
Thunder by Imagine Dragons. Steve?
I'm sorry. It's
not. Oh, wow. Good try, though, Sean.
That was a very good guess, actually.
Yeah, well
good try,
done.
Good try. It's now up to $400, and the next time it happens is on your way with Joshua Simon this evening. You can try again, Sean, this evening, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you so much for listening to Kiss 92.
Guess the Song, brought to you by Propnex, is now up to $400. Join Joshua Simon this evening for your chance to walk away with the money.
It's almost time for us to say goodbye, but not before we congratulate our Battle of the Brand winner for today.
That's right. It was Mars against Snickers. And who won, FD?
It was 10-1.
To Snickers.
What a thrashing.
Yeah. Even on our Instagram poll, it was 64% for Snickers.
Well, I thought Mars would get more love. Well, yeah. Now we know. We've got a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields for the winner, who today is Irene.
Okay. Congratulations, Irene. Here we go. This is Irene.
Oh, we're not playing Irene? Okay, all right.
Irene has gone to the toilet.
Yeah. Irene packs a Snicker bar, mini Snicker bar. Okay, we got it.
Good morning, Angel, Glenn, and a fine Dutchman. For me, it's definitely Snickers. Got my vote. It is Snickers for myself, my husband, my daughter, and my son. And I've actually packed the mini Snickers into their snack box. Every day. Yeah. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Goodbye.
Every day.
I want her as my mother.
Your name now, Irene, is officially Mrs. Irene Snickers.
Yes.
Congratulations. You're off to Morgan Fields with that $100 dining voucher.
You know, I love Snickers. I'm going to buy a pack and I'm going to leave it here.
Oh,
in the studio.
Please don't.
Just the mini ones.
Oh, my gosh. Those are the worst because you feel like you're not eating a lot.
Yeah. No. No peanuts in the studio because Daphne Koo is allergic. Has a peanut allergy. So
yes, that's right.
Let's not risk it.
Okay, it's time for our word of the day. Yep. And the word of the day today is Hardscrabble.
Hardscrabble as opposed to easy scrabble.
Hardscrabble, it is an actual word spelt exactly as it is. Mm-hmm. It means meager or barely meeting a standard. So, for example, he lived a hardscrabble life. Oh. It was hard to eke out even a bare existence on the hardscrabble lands.
Wow.
So that's what hardscrabble means, and it's spelt exactly as it's pronounced.
I thought we were going to leave on a happy note. That word is so sad.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mix it up every now and then. Can't be positive. Well, you can.
For anyone who's leading a hardscrabble life, you know, things will turn around for you.
Absolutely.
If you're leading a hardscrabble life, Get a dictionary.
FD. It's meant to be motivational.
Sorry.
Yes. Hardscrabble life. Hardscrabble, that's your word of the day. I'm going to have another tomorrow. And we're going to welcome back again KF Sito for Makan Sutra Friday.
I wonder where in the world he's going to be, yeah?
We don't know. We'll find out.
Headline news and sports up next. This has been The Big Show.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
Kiss 92.